Another season of Inside the Huddle with Nate Burleson. These are always so much better after a win.
How to start the season off right, huh?
Some palpitations, I think, from many of the fan base across Michigan.
Me too.
But 34 points, a game which you probably could have scored 50, really.
Yeah, you know, I told the team afterwards, you know, we played well, we got the win. Let's chase this feeling of excellence. But just imagine if we would have played good. And I think everybody understood what I was saying when I said that.
Lots of video to get to. We're going to show you three different segments. We're going to start with the afternoon that this young man put up pretty good.
Oh.
Call him the possession receiver.
Young man, did you just call me young?
I'm trying to keep you in the league, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Here you are in the slot, and you just were Mr. First Down today. Every time they came to you, you were getting beyond the chains.
Well, listen, there was some talk, I guess, about the secondary receivers not getting separation in the preseason. I told a lot of people, just stay calm. The regular season isn't here yet. Guys aren't in their natural positions. But Matt did a great job. Linehan, he called some plays and got me open. And there it's just a simple in-and-out route, trying to put pressure on the cornerback. CJ over the top, me underneath, put you in a tough position.
Those were possession catches. This was one where you went deep. Lots of guys went out for passes, but you must have been the most open here.
You know, I love plays like this because as soon as I heard the call, I whispered to myself, this is me. I got this. Because I knew what type of coverage I was going to see and what route I was running.
That's a heck of a catch. We got to see it again. Slow it down.
It's not bad. I like the special effects on that. It makes me look a little bit faster in slow motion.
We try to amp it up every year. Here you go this time. You're going to do a little juke move here and end up over on the sideline.
Yeah, well, you can see the nickelback peeking inside. I let him peek as if we're running the run play and then get up the sideline. He actually pushed me and gave me about an extra 7 or 8 yards. I'll take it, though.
He gets a thank you note after this game. Now, this next play, you're going to be down to the bottom of the screen, and if you get inside the two, you're supposed to score.
I know, but I wanted the running backs to get the joy. Check out the safety, though. Once I saw the safety head towards the middle of the field, I knew that Matt was going to come to me. Stay alert, because you never know if he's throwing a back shoulder or over the top, and that was a back shoulder.
On this show, it was stated, Nate, by our friend Stoney, if this team's going to succeed, they need Nate Burleson to be as good on the field as he is in the locker room. And I think you stepped up here.
Did he say that? Well, as long as he's not calling me a Stoney bonehead or whatever he does.
Stonehead,
I'm good. So thanks, Stoney. I appreciate it.
We will, of course, get to Reggie Bush. But first, we're going to talk about the defense and what they did to Adrian Peterson after, of course, the 78-yard run. 17 rushes, 15 yards the rest of the game.
How about that start, though? That first run, it got you kind of worried a little bit, huh?
A little worried, but look at what they do. They converge on the ball.
And that's what they did after giving up a run like that. Look at how many guys converge to the ball. This is what they practice every day.
Here's the rookie making an impact.
Is that Notorious Z.I.G. right there? I gave him the nickname, and he's actually playing up to that. And everybody kind of gave the organization a hard time about drafting him. But this guy is young, he got talent, and the crazy part about it is he's still learning.
Persevered through a lot. And look what they did with Delmas throughout the day, getting him up there on the line of scrimmage.
I thought one of the biggest signings we had this offseason was getting Delmas back. He makes such a huge difference, not just his energy, but his ability to get down in a box. It's just like having another linebacker down there.
What Reggie Bush did today was seize the opportunity, seize the moment, and seize the crowd. He has won over that Detroit Lions
already,
fan base.
Already. He's won the city over.
This is in the first drive, the first time he touched the ball. He obviously comes out of the backfield. No need to circle him here on this play.
And this is what he does. He finds alleys to get moving.
It could be dead with most running backs, but he, just based on effort, is going to get you 4 more yards.
With all these clips, I want you to pay attention to a sleight of head movement because he has great vision, some of the best I've seen.
This is the first time he ran that little quick screen. It was an indication that it was going to work throughout the day.
And check out the hands. He wears a double XL glove. For a running back to catch the ball with his hands like this is always a good thing to see.
Now, I'm going to throw this next one in there so that the fans truly appreciate what Reggie was playing through today. This is a play that was controversial in and of itself, a third and short in the first drive. He dropped the ball. He's upset about that, but then he looks at his thumb. He's like, oh, man, I dislocated my thumb.
And that's the thing that fans don't really get to see. I'm glad you guys put this in there because people think we just go through the game and everything's peaches and cream. A dislocated thumb, most people will shut down their workday for that.
He persevered. He also injured his groin later in the game. This is an example of how you have to pay attention. Look where he runs. He runs up your way.
Yeah, and the play was actually designed to go to the right. So what I'm doing is just shielding my guy, shadowing him, and I see his eyes get big. The defender realized Reggie's right behind me. And with this type of running back, you got to stay on your blocks for as long as you can.
Did a great job weaving in Joyke Bell, but we are sticking with Reggie for this theme. This is him in the third quarter when scores were so important.
Yeah, and look at that move in the backfield. Just a subtle, quick move. Gets in and out of his break, 0 to 60, something like a Porsche.
Looks like a slalom skier going down the hill.
Yeah, and how many people can make that move and then get right back on track to get upfield?
This is the touchdown pass. Similar but a little different because he came out of the backfield and not the slot.
And again, catching the ball with his hands, getting upfield.
You ever see a guy get shot out of a cannon? You're about to. This was absolutely incredible.
And this is exactly why we wanted Reggie on our team. And he told me when he got to the sideline, he said, hey, don't worry about the guy. If I got a step on him, he's not going to catch me.
That's with a bad groin. That's with a dislocated finger. And that's a guy who probably should have scored 3 touchdowns today. He missed 3 touchdowns by just the nick. But how about Joik? Hey, oh,
I gave Joik credit. That was one of the sweetest celebrations. And he pulled that thing out of his back pocket. I know he had no idea he was going to do that, but I loved it, though.
That was fantastic. The people on TV, you didn't see it. The entire section was doing that. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah, I loved it, man. It was a good game, man. We had a lot of mistakes. But, you know, if we get back to where we want to be, we can have a game like this every single week.
You used to watch Family Feud, apparently, when you were a young kid, because you know that the contestants used to bring the host a guest. And
yeah.
Apparently, you have done that.
Okay, I definitely do have something. You know, I'm going to use this opportunity to hook you up with a very exclusive, haven't even been printed up yet. This is a Detroit, Michigan Motor City Authentic Lion Blood Brigade shirt from my man Tom. So here's what I'm going to do. Every win, I'll bring you
nice.
A gift.
I like it.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to 16 gifts this year.
Okay, I love it. All right, hopefully the next one will come through Matt Shepard in Arizona. That's where you'll be. You know what happened last year there. Let's turn it around, bud.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, man.
We're starting off the season right. That's Nate Burleson, Inside the Huddle.